As Thich Nhat Hanh likes to say, the meditation bells bring us into our true home, the present moment. And whatever bells we hear in life, meditation bells, cell phone bells, any kind of beeping, instead of being annoyed, we can open to it as a reminder to stop, to pause, to wake up. So let's take a moment, whether you're standing for these standing poses or you're needing to sit, doesn't matter. Take a few moments though to put your feet about hip width apart and really feel into the soles of your feet, feeling all the touch points, the splay of the toes. And bring your awareness, as you're ready, up into the legs. And we tend to have habitual ways of standing or sitting, and we're going to be quite deliberate here. Let's now give ourselves with the standing. The instructions will be primarily with the standing, adapting them as you need to for sitting. Give yourself a little pelvic tilt for the standing. That way your knees unlock and you can feel more stable. Notice that. See if you can pull up your kneecaps. It is possible. And it might be a little easier once we begin to roll the shoulders up, back and down a few times. Breathing with it. Taking your time, feeling the sensations. Being present in the body moving. And then let's move the shoulders up forward and down. So we roll in the other direction. Nice, gentle circles, loosening up the shoulder muscles that can be so tight. And then let's do one more where we roll the shoulders again up, back, and down. And with this last roll, do what you can to gently flatten shoulder blades to the back and create a little bit of lift in the chest without being stiff. And then let your arms dangle. And then check that your head is nicely balanced on the neck with the chin kind of parallel to the floor, not arched upwards or downwards. And if you're standing, you should have your eyes open for safety. And the gaze of the eyes can be a little soft and downwards. So just standing for a moment. And breathing. In yoga, they call this mountain pose. And if that imagery helps you to engage the standing so deliberately, then by all means. And then allowing yourself to take a nice full breath and raising your arms to shoulder height and pressing the palms outwards. So the palms are pressed outwards like so, like a traffic cop. And you've got a little stretch happening across the chest as you breathe, working within your limitations. Breathing. Inhaling and slowly raising the arms upwards, feeling it as you go. Let the palms face one another. And stretching the entire body, not just the arms. So, can you really feel grounded in the soles of your feet? Can you gently bring up the kneecaps with the standing and maintain a pelvic tilt? And can you stretch upwards through the torso to the tips of the fingers and breathing? And of course, at any point coming out of the pose, if it feels that it's most skillful for you. And inhaling and slowly lowering the arms downwards on the exhale. When you get to the bottom, give your shoulders another little roll up, back, and downwards. So you're back again in this mountain pose. And notice how it feels. Let's now bring our hands out in front, clasping the fingers together like a basket, and then pushing the palms outwards, and as you're able, bending the back. So getting a nice stretch through the back, kind of curl into it like so. And breathing. Inhaling and gently straightening the back, dropping the shoulders, releasing the hands, and rolling the shoulders up, back, and down when you come back to center. A little bit of gentle work now with the neck. We clasp our hands behind us as we're able. And bringing the chin gently to the chest. And letting it move in little semicircles side to side. As you do this, each time, the ears are getting a little closer to the shoulders. And then there's a little bit of downward traction with your hands and arms at the back. And when you feel ready, you can hold an ear to a shoulder and breathing. You might possibly grab the opposite wrist and make a little more traction on that opposite shoulder. Just be skillful with the limits of your own body. Breathing. As you're ready, gently releasing that. Resume the regular clasp at the back. And more semicircles out in front. Gradually bringing that other ear to the shoulder when you're ready. And gently holding it there. And again, perhaps pulling on the opposite wrist. And breathing. And as you're ready, gently releasing the wrist. Some more little semicircles out in front as you release that ear from the shoulder. And slowly bringing the chin back to center. And then raising it back to neutral, releasing your hands. makes me want to shake my wrists and arms a bit. You may like to as well. Let's also move the torso, gentle with the neck. Give your legs a little shake. Don't be shy. Kids, you know what kids do. They wiggle like crazy. And they're supple. We can do it too. We can be silly. Smartly silly. Okay. All right. Let's now place our feet a little wider than hip width apart. Then we'll put our hands on our hips. That's just kind of for stability. And actually, let go of that. Let's let our hands dangle, and we'll just do some gentle rotations of the upper body, letting the arms move with that. Be careful, because you may be quite stiff through the torso. As you're able, you might speed it up, but be careful you don't get dizzy. You might have a nice exhale at the end of that. A real deliberate exhale. Ha, 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 ha. If you're sitting, you might just gently rotate the upper body into a little bit of a gentle twist. Ha. Ha, ha, gradually slowing that down, coming back to center, back to neutral. Good. All right. And let's just ground again through the feet, gentle pull up of the kneecaps with the pelvic tilt. Rolling the shoulders up, back, and down, dangling the arms, opening the chest, head neutral, balanced, breathing, inhaling, raising the arms up again to shoulder height, and then keep going this time. Letting the palms turn inwards again. And a little gentle bend to one side. Make sure you tuck your bottom in as you do this. It tends to poke out as best you can, keeping the arms parallel, the head between. Breathing. Inhaling upwards and then over to the other side. Inhaling upwards and exhaling the arms downwards. Back to our mountain pose. So rolling the shoulders up, back, and down at the end. And just noticing how you feel from just that little bit of stretching. If you may feel a little more awake, a little more limber, a little more embodied. Watch out for that inner critic that gets in there saying, oh, I should stretch more. What's the matter with me? Just being grateful that we've had this time. And now as we go into the sitting, you might actually care to continue to stand instead. It'll be a fairly short sitting. So if you feel stable, and it feels like something you'd like to try, then carrying on standing in this mountain pose. And I'll carry on standing. And so again, just feeling into the body, noticing the feet, the hips, the shoulders, the soft, open heart. We can do all this sitting as well. The head nicely balanced. And now, if you're sitting, you can let your eyes close. If you're standing, it's safest to have the eyes softly downwards, but open. And with that same spirit of interest and investigation we had with the stretches, let's just be aware in a friendly way of body sitting or standing, just as it is. As you feel ready, beginning to know breathing with this. And so anchoring in the present moment through a sense of body, along with breathing, wherever that is easy for you, whether it's a focus place at the nostrils or the belly, the chest, or it's a broader sense of the whole body breathing as you sit or stand. As the attention wanders, no big deal. Just notice, make a note, and come back to the felt sense of sitting, standing, and breathing again and again and again. If it helps you, count your breaths up to 5 or 10, popping back to 1 when the attention wanders, or when you get to 5 or 10, however you like. Or just feel the breathing in the body. Tension wanders, no big deal, and feel again into whatever posture you've chosen. Ground again. And connect with breathing in a friendly way. just here, just now, not back then, not in the future, just here. And in these closing moments of our practice, noticing any benefits to yourself, is there possibly a little bit of calm that's ensued within the body? Within the mind, heart, is it a little more settled? Noticing what you may need going forward, perhaps to sit longer, stand longer. Possibly needing some loving kindness or compassion for yourself and others. And knowing whatever benefits we've accrued for ourselves, we'll move into our relationships with others. That we're skillful, that we're kind, peaceful. What is your wish for your interactions with others? And engage with that intention as a way to finish off with a good wish. May I. And then letting go of any intentional wishing and just feeling body and breathing as we begin to finish. And listen to the bells that will bring us into the next moments, that we may be as mindful as we were, or maybe more so at the end of the bells.